Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. A new year is exciting because it's such a blank slate. Stephanie Inge is here now with some tips to help you write your 2015 e-commerce success story. And she's an e-commerce success story in her own right. She's an eBay education specialist, an organizer of the Dallas eBabes and Emails, which is the longest running, if not one of the biggest, eBay meetup groups in existence. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Steph in Texas. Steph, what's your first tip for success in the year ahead?
I would say tweak your eBay store. Make sure that it's just, nice and fresh. Update your header if you're using the new eBay store. Make sure that you have your suppliers all lined up. And piggybacking off of what the last guest was saying about trade shows, I think that that's an excellent place to start to find new sources of products. I like to look locally because my eBay ID is Steph in Texas. My new niche is going to be things that are made in Texas.
Oh.
So looking local for me is perfect, and hopefully it will eliminate a lot of the competition.
And you are Texas. I mean, with your accent and everything else, you're the epitome of the Texas woman, in my opinion.
Well, I try to work on that so I don't sound so Texan.
Oh, no, but you sound fantastic.
Well, thank you very, very much. I appreciate that.
So you're going to sell, like, chili for Texas barbecue and all anything made in Texas?
Yes. Food products is one of the things that I'm looking at, and a lot of natural things, like honey, locally made products. And I attend a lot of farmers markets to find people who need me as bad as I need them.
So what do you say to these people at the farmers market?
Yeah.
What do I say to them? Mm-hmm. Well, I ask them about their business, how long they've been, in business. Try to get a feel for how much product they could actually supply me with, and if they are interested in taking their product online. And if they don't have a website, it's kind of a perfect situation for me because I can help them take their product online by using eBay, and they don't have to worry about it. They can handle the local sales, and I can handle the online sales. And a lot of times you can get an exclusive by doing just that. And so that's really what I'm looking for, is a niche that's not already saturated in the marketplace.
Wow.
So you're...
How is that possible today? That would seem to be a huge task.
It's very difficult, Griff. Yeah. But I'm giving it my best shot and keeping my ear to the ground and just attending as many local shows and talking to as many local people as I can, and so far it's working pretty well.
We're talking with Steph in Texas about her tips for success in the year ahead, and so far she's told us that we should tweak our eBay store and update the header. We should get our suppliers lined up.
I would also tweak your keywords and make sure that everything is up to snuff. As far as your marketing, just go in there. Each one of your categories, you have up to 60 characters to use, which can maximize your SEO or search engine optimization, mm-hmm. and drive more traffic to your store. Optimizing your store, to me, would be the number one thing. And like Griff said, we're starting off with a clean slate, so why not make it the best it can possibly be? And if you need a design for your header, you can use Canva, which is a free service, and they have a built-in template just for eBay headers.
Oh.
Really? What's the name of it?
Canva, C-A-N-V-A.com.
Okay.
And it was actually started by Guy Kawasaki and another group of people, which I'm sure y'all have heard of him.
Of course.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
It's a awesome tool and completely free.
So
I highly recommend that. And then there's a ton of eBay sellers that also provide that service. I know Scott Henshaw, Sally Milo, they all create those and are very good at it.
And our eBay radio audience knows them very well.
Right,
yeah, they do,
that's true. And, you know, if you have a little bit of creativity yourself, you can just get on Canva and do it, you know, play around, and you don't have to have any kind of technical expertise.
Regarding your eBay sales and your eBay business, do you... Have you done anything this year that you kept saying, or last year, and you kept saying, I got to change this. I got to do something about this. Were there any practices you were using that you wanted to change, and now you're going to do it in 2015?
Well, I can't say that there are any practices that I want to change. There, the one thing, my number one goal for 2015 is to get my own website with a blog. Because I truly believe that blogging on a regular basis will not only establish yourself as an expert in your field, whatever that is, but it can also drive more traffic back to your eBay site. And if you know, if you have an e-commerce site, it will drive traffic there also. And joining some affiliate programs to promote like products that you're already selling is a great way to generate another revenue stream that you just set up one time and pretty much forget about. So that's a great revenue that a lot of people are overlooking, and it's super simple.
Are you writing a blog now?
No. That's why I'm saying I want to get my own website. Most of my interaction with customers and my peers is all done on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
And I highly recommend that if you have an eBay store to create a Facebook fan page for that business so you can interact with your customers there.
Right.
Or people that are interested in your products, so potential customers.
You know, Lee and Steph, this has been something that we've been harping on for over 2 years. You'd be surprised how many sellers simply don't take advantage of social media after all this time.
I know. Even in my eBay group, Griff, a lot of people, and I'm not, you know, singling out any one person, but a lot of people are very, very apprehensive about social media. I don't know if they think it's a huge time suck, or if it's a privacy thing, but it can really open you up, you know, to a whole new audience besides just the people that you're targeting on eBay. So I really am a strong believer in that. And through my other meetup group, I have learned so much over the last 5 years, and I'm a huge advocate, so I'm right there on board with you.
Steph, has anyone written a comprehensive ebook or anything about if you're an eBay seller, here's what you do to involve yourself in social media?
Mm.
To be honest with you, I truly don't.
Well, there you go. We need one. I need one.
Well,
I want one.
Maybe that'll be my new goal.
Write one.
Exactly.
I will buy it.
Steph, it's your next book.
I tell you what, I don't have enough hair left on my head to write another book.
It isn't as easy as it sounds, right? Yeah.
So stressful.
But even
a rewarding.
But it doesn't even have to be a whole book.
Right, it could just be.
If you could just get us started. I mean, we do, of course, I do the Twitter thing and everything, but I have people that help me do that.
Yeah.
But there are other things I'm not doing, and I you know, we need, it doesn't even have to be an entire book.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't write a half a book, but how about if I give you my word that I will start outlining a book for eBay sellers to how they can use social media to grow their business?
It doesn't even have to be a book. My point is it can be part of your blog.
Yeah, it could be
your
blog.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it a lot easier.
You know, today we're going to talk Twitter.
Yeah, pieces, one bit at
a time. Yeah. Because that's what we need. In answer to your question as to why a lot of people are not doing it, it's overwhelming to us.
Is it?
It
really?
Is. It is overwhelming because people are concentrating on selling stuff on eBay. They're concentrating on keeping it all together. And these other things seem like auxiliary, but they're not really anymore. They're necessary now.
I think just the thought of it's overwhelming, but once you get on there, it's not really that overwhelming unless you just kind of get caught up in it and you don't do anything else. But my mom is almost 80 years old, and she's on Facebook. So if she can do it, I'm pretty confident that anybody else could do it too. There's nothing technical, but doing it the right way, there are certain things that you want to do and you don't want to do.
There's your blog.
I will incorporate those into my blog.
That's your blog.
Good point.
Thank y'all. Y'all have really helped me out a lot today.
Well, that's why we wanted you to call. We've been noticing you're not doing as good as you could be doing, and we wanted to help you.
Lee. Yeah, we've been watching you, Stephanie.
Yeah, we've been watching you, yeah. Everybody else is doing great, but that's Steph, I'm telling
you.
She needs some help.
Oh, she's doing
really
great.
Thank you so much. And anyway, I hope that y'all have a fantastic 2015. And if the good Lord's willing, I will see y'all in June in Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
Oh, I hope so,
and of course, we're going to talk to you on the show before then.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe y'all can talk to me when I get back from my cruise next month.
We're going to want to talk to you about the cruise. So,
okay.
Yeah, take notes.
Definitely.
Thanks, Steph. This segment was brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Open phones continue at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it. Maybe you've delved into social marketing but couldn't tell if it was working. Social Beacon from PageMage makes it easy to know exactly where you stand. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you post to Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest all at the same time. Then it measures results. You'll know how many Facebookers clicked to take a look and how many Twitter and Pinterest followers also took action. Social Beacon is free. You can share your first item in just 5 minutes. Go to PageMage.com to start now. If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
OMG!
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried-and-true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.